You're live.
What's up, homies? We had technical difficulties in the last one because Tad is sucking up too much power to become the new Doc Ock. You can see it here.
Tad, what you know about power? I'm going to test and see if we got sound this time.
What's up, homie? To become the new... You can see it here. We got sound. Yeah.
Sound.
Sound.
Tad, what you know Inception. About power? I'm going to test and see if we got sound this
it's
time.
It's in septicles. So, guys, as we were saying before in our first aborted episode... Today we're going to talk about burnout, not just for doctors, but nurse practitioners, PAs, dentists, everybody in healthcare that is struggling with the emotional effects of a very poor work-life balance. And we talk a lot about this on the show. We had a whole month dedicated to burnout, but this is a day when we're actually going to talk about, well, are there actual tangible solutions? And that's why for this episode, we partnered with Barton Associates. Barton is an expert in locum tenens, which, by the way, Tom, is Latin for holding your place.
Dude, I try and use this expression all the time at Chipotle. I'm like, locum tenens, bro! And then I go to the bathroom, and the dude has totally not held my place. It's really sad.
I'm really glad that you could use Latin in an offensive and offensive way at the same time. So Barton, being experts in locums, they are basically locum staffing is the only thing they do. And we're going to talk about what locums is and why it actually might help people. They have hundreds of open jobs. There's a website that you can go to, especially designed for the Z-Pack, that is bartonassociates.com/balance, as in bring balance to the force. I put it in the description for the thing. I'll put it in the comments as well. It'll be on our website and in the description on YouTube. So the reason we partnered with them is they reached out and said, look, you guys talk about burnout so much and we may actually have ways to alleviate it. And I was like, well, wait a minute. It took me a second to actually put the dots together that locum tenens, which is the way I like to think of it is being able to say, okay, I'm going to go to a place and work shifts that I sort of agree I want to work in a place that I agree I want to go to, and the staffing agency helps hook you up. The thing about Barton, too, is there's only one person that you deal with there that kind of gets to know you, and then you connect with them, and they hook you up with different places. And so you have control about when you work, what you're doing, and all of that.
It's like Uber. It's like the Uber doctoring.
It's nothing like that.
Okay.
actually, in a way, it is. It's technologically, it's enabling people to go where they're needed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Uber does. But the reason that locums can be effective in alleviating burnout is, especially for doctors who are struggling with it, is that you have the freedom, first of all, to go and practice in a new environment with totally different politics and stress than you had in your old environment. So as the person doing the locums, you can actually... you can find a balance for yourself that makes sense. You can work part-time. You can work in an area of the country you're looking to explore. When I was a resident and I just graduated, I seriously looked at locums opportunities in Hawaii because I was like, this is what I want to do. And it just didn't work out because my wife wanted to become a radiologist. So she had finished internal medicine with me, Mrs. Dog. And she was like, oh, I need to go back to residency and do another residency in radiology. So you can't go to Hawaii and do locums. And I was like, Why? Because I almost was Hawaii 5Z. You know what I'm saying? So locum still has this warm place in my heart because I was so burned out of residency. The idea of taking a full-time permanent position and investing so much in that sounded crazy to me. Now, the other way that locums can help is like if you are actually part of a crazy full-time job and you're understaffed, and we have this massive and growing physician shortage in the country because people are getting old. So there's like 40,000 short in primary care, like minimum.
Wait. Some people got to be tall, right? Like they can't all be short.
Don't make short jokes around me, Tom Heineberg. You're 6'3" and I'm 5'5". It's a pain point for me. But yeah, no, there are some people who are short.
Vertically challenged.
Not that there's anything. Okay. No, they're not vertically challenged. They're just perfect. They live longer than tall people, okay? They fit in planes right. Mm-hmm. And contrary to popular belief, it has nothing to do with the size of your penis.
Okay.
All right, that all being said.
I heard you.
Okay, don't you know I'm locum? By the way, how many people got the Cypress Hill reference in the title? Probably like five?
Very few. Yeah, that's why none of you are going to live large.
That's right.
House, five cars.
That's Insane in the medicine. Insane in the brain. Cypress pill. You know what I'm saying? So the idea that if you're actually in a job, you can actually have locums to staff up. So cover weekends, cover nights, cover shifts that you don't necessarily aren't able to cover due to shortages. And people are willing to go places where they're needed, and locums helps facilitate that, kind of like Uber.
Yeah.
Actually, the more I think about it, the less developmentally delayed I'm convinced Tom might be.
Who's got two thumbs and nailed it?
You're welcome for the thumbs that I grafted on you. He didn't have thumbs. See, I locumed in and did it. So my wife was telling me, as a radiologist, they use locums all the time, particularly at the VA where it's hard to staff up, and it saves their butts. And so Barton was like, let's work together an episode. I'm like, heck yeah, let's talk about burnout and how you might be able to help modulate it. So here's a story that was interesting. I get recognized in airports occasionally, not other places, usually airports, because people are going from one place to another and they're in transit. And for some reason, they just are on the lookout for a short, bald medical rap parody guy. And they'll see me and go, hey, Z-Dog. So I was in Phoenix and I got recognized by an obstetrician, and she came up and she said, listen, I watch your videos because I am burned out AF. And I am just so unhappy with my practice. And I'm like, well, you're here alone. Like, what are you doing at the airport in Phoenix? Because you said you were in LA. And she said, oh, I'm doing the locums thing in Texas. And I said, why are you doing that? She goes, because it's so much better than where I'm currently working. But my family and everybody are settled here. So I fly out, do a few shifts. I feel like I'm back in balance. I love the patients. I love the staff there. And it re-energizes me. And then I was able to cut back on the other gig. And so I, for the first time, I was going, oh, this is really interesting. So it can really give you that sense of autonomy and being able to get it. Because I think a lot of what burns us out is we feel we don't have autonomy. We don't feel capable to do our jobs. Right. We don't have support. We maybe don't like the people we work with. We don't feel we're supported. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Mostly in this team, because I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I'm not even looking at Logan. I'm looking at Tom Heineberg right here, okay? Because Logan, he's on point with holding that camera and pointing it at people. Okay.
Listen, if I let Z do every idea he wanted to do, trust me, I've saved you guys many times. You owe me, actually. Everybody send me a Christmas gifts.
That hurts a lot, Tom. Okay, my idea for the C. diff cologne video that got 30,000 views, which is a rounding error on our usual videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my idea, and it worked really badly. Actually, it wasn't my idea.
That was your idea. Michelle says, locums are great. I can have every dance recital day off or whatever I need to actually make it to a family event. I don't have to deal with the drama and politics of the hospital, and the pay is better for me too.
Well,
so it is like the Uber of healthcare.
It really is, and it's true, because you can become an independent contractor and go out and do these things. And here's the thing: so what Barton does in particular is, and you know, they're the locum experts. They work with doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, dentists, and certified registered nurse anesthetists, CRNAs, to staff them. So if you're one of those people and you're looking for love in all the wrong places, go to bartonassociates.com/balance and check out what they have to offer there. And the cool thing about Barton, too, is they kind of understood what we do. And they're like, we like your videos. And I'm like, oh, snap, a corporation that likes our videos.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
That's what I said.
Now, the idea that you know what Tom said? We need sponsors, snitch. And I was like, no, I'm not going to work with Big Pharma.
Actually, what I said was, what's the locums? That was more what I said.
That is exactly what Tom said. And then we edumacated him, actually mostly on this show right now.
Yeah.
Because Tom is not one of those people who does his research in advance, which is why he can never be an anti-vaxxer.
That's right.
Because you don't know how to use Google.
That's right.
Tom, pin the link.
Oh, yeah, pin the link. Here's the link. You can copy that. So this is where Tom's skills at reading and writing both come into question. So Mary Mitchell says, travel ORRN, love it. Do not get involved in the politics and BS. Good money and see the country. Looking for a good area to retire now. Holy smack. So I spoke at the TravelCon, the nurses traveling convention thing here in Vegas, and these two showed up, and it was epic. And these are happy, autonomous people. So here's the problem. If medicine were perfect and we all were 3.0, I'm not sure there'd be a place so much for locums because we'd be overstaffed with docs and nurses and dentists because everybody would want to do it. In the system we have that's so fundamentally broken, any patch that we can make that makes us not burn out, because we went into this ish to help people. If we can help people in a way that fits our ability to balance work and life and insanity in Health 2.0, which is a matrix, let's freaking do it. Right? So that's why I kind of support the idea of locums. Whereas when I was younger, I was like, nah, locums is, you know, you got to find your niche, man. And you got to, it's your calling, bro. And you go. And then about year two as a hospital, so I'm like looking at the locum sports going, could I make a living just doing locums? Because every other city we go and every other video.
By the way, people are super nervous that you're going to knock this over with your elbow.
People, who do you think I'm, Tom? Tom is like a bull in the china shop. Everywhere you go. The other thing Tom does, look, these pens cost something like $1 a pop when I made them. He'll take, like, he'll like have them all like this all day. We're working. He's like this. And he's like, yeah, see, here's the thing. And then the next day, there's one pen in the thing. And I'm like, where'd the pens go? I just take them home every night.
I drop them around places. People, it's called guerrilla marketing. Okay? Learn about it.
Learn about it. In Las Vegas, where three Z-Packers live, he's guerrilla marketing. He's like, we can get up to 4 or 5 Z-Packers in Las Vegas. Let's read some comments. Doesn't work if you have kids in school, Roxanne Riazor. So Roxanne, it actually may not be the perfect fit, but the doc that I met in the airport actually had kids in school, and her husband managed the kids when she did just a weekend of locums. So she would just go for the weekend, and that was enough that she could peel back during the week, spend more time with her kids when they needed help with school and that kind of thing. So there are ways to do it, but it's a personal thing. So for me, like, I couldn't go to Hawaii because my wife was like, I need you around when I'm a resident, because, you know, you can't be off in Hawaii, because I know how it's going to be. You're going to hook up with The Rock, okay? And you guys are going to party, cocaine, hookers, right? All that.
I think he's Samoan, actually.
Aren't they?
You know, close. Actually, it's close.
All joking aside, so when I was at Stanford, there's a big Samoan and Tongan population among the nurses and among residents in East Palo Alto. And one of the worst things you could do is mix them up. So if you asked a Samoan patient, so are you Tongan by ancestry, they would punch you in the face, and vice versa. So I never got a good enough island radar to be able to distinguish Samoan from Tongan.
Do you know what my favorite fact about the Samoan people are?
What's that?
Every year, Texas, the state of Texas, puts out 400 kids to D1 football in college athletics. Samoa, island of 60,000 people, puts out 200 kids. They put out half what Texas puts out. Football's big in Texas, people. These are our big people, all right? Like, everyone on the island is related to someone in the NFL. That's true.
This is an amazing – I'm not sure I knew this. Samoa. And it's not Tonga.
No, Samoa.
Okay, good
Samoa.
To know.
American Samoa.
Let's see. I've met The Rock. Oh, my God, he's beautiful. Carrie Bennett. You know what? I missed out on a relationship with The Rock because my wife did a second residency and I couldn't do locums, which brings me back to Barton Associates. Barton Associates, doing locums and hooking you up with The Rock since 1963. I actually don't know when that was, but I was trying to be as professional as I could. Play good rugby, Samoa. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Everybody seems to love The Rock. Janie Rosario. I thought this was a medical show.
It's a great comment, Z.
It kind of is. Slidey Pens, Karen Palmer. Let's see. Gail Cardoza, just getting home from work. What's happening? You know what, Gail? What isn't happening? Okay? What isn't happening is we are not solving the problem of burnout through locums tenens, which means holding your place.
That's right.
In Latino.
Also, Tad was trying to solve the world's problem of nuclear fusion, but he accidentally killed his wife in a reactor incident. Then he went evil and tried to destroy Spider-Man.
Back to burnout. One of the, in the other month we talked about burnout quite a bit. One of the things that's really struck me since that month that we talked about it is this idea that our other partner when we did that month was Athena Health, and they had done this study about what they call capability. So this idea, it's a business term, and we talked yesterday with Haley Fisher, right, about business terms and how clinicians hate
them.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I'm going to use it anyway. So capability is a business term, which means how does a person working at an entity, do they feel like they have the autonomy to do their job, so they have the space to do the job the way they know how to do it, like doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs, dentists, et cetera. Do they have the support from other staff and team members, technology, and do they feel resourced in terms of handling the amount of paperwork and bureaucracy that they have? Doctors in the survey that they did that felt very capable were less likely to burn out, more likely to stay at a position, more likely to rate their colleagues very highly and have them be very competent. And so the idea that in locum tenens, which we're talking about today, is one of the potential solutions for both physician shortage issues and burnout, both on the part of permanent physicians who need the locums to come in and on the part of the doc who goes, or the nurse practitioner, or the PA, or the CRNA, because that's who the Barton works with, or the dentist, to cover. Could it be that when you travel to a new place, you're surrounded by new colleagues, everything is fresh, you feel more capable, more able, less beaten down by the system and the bureaucracy, and you're able to handle it, and you feel like you're in control, you have autonomy? Could that be a component of it? Yeah. Like, if you know, when you were doing film production full-time, you did a fair bit of traveling around and taking gigs, and you're an independent contractor.
That's right.
That autonomy, which I immediately took away because I treated you like my bitch, that probably kept you from going insane from dealing with clients that were also insane, right?
The nice part about being in business for yourself is that you can fire your clients, right? Like, you often don't want to do that because you need the money. But, I mean, if a client's just being totally unreasonable, you don't have to sit there and take it.
Right.
Just go, all right, I'm done with you.
Right.
Like, this is the last time we're ever going to speak.
But how would you do that? Would you tell them that, or would you be passive aggressive and just not return emails?
I would just not return emails. Yeah.
That's the Heinemann way. Yeah. I like that.
I ghost people. That's my thing. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day where I show up and there's no Tom. And I'm just like, hey, T, what the hell? What's going on, man? And no response. Nothing. And then he doesn't live in his house anymore.
Yeah. This actually sounds very likely. I'm capable, to use a business term. Yeah.
Thank you for using that business term.
That's right. That's called synergy, what I just did.
You know what? We should... We should do a technical deep dive, get some field level traction.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting a little granular here.
I might be getting a little granular.
You're a little granular.
You know what? Let's back out to a 30,000 foot view.
We're going to need to see it from 50, actually.
Well, 50. You're going to take it to 50 because the granularity that we were talking about, Bob in accounting felt that we might be over granularizing. And when we fill out our TPS reports, he felt like we ought to rubber at least carbon copy and fax to 4 or 5x CCs.
Here's the thing. Some of the legacy guys aren't going to like that.
You know, the legacy guys can – have you talked to Bob about this?
I have.
He has a lot of thoughts about the legacy guys. I was in a meeting the other day for about 4 hours about the legacy guys. We had a consultant come in, established that the legacy guys really aren't much of a legacy at all.
Well, I got some stuff in the offing that I'm working on, so I gotta split.
You know what? I'm going to go see that whole thing from maybe a 75,000 foot view.
Space.
Yeah. And I'll circle the wagons. That's business speak for you, people. Let's read some comments. You never mentioned PAs. What are your thoughts on having us in the ED, Teresa Capacci? You know what? I really get miffed when people say, you never do this, you never do that. And I get all these messages. RT, you never make a video for us. PAs, you never mention us. We did an entire show from the American Academy of Physician Assistants where we talked about PAs for a long time. I have mentioned them many times. I've talked about my idea for a video, Magnum PA, which no one wants to make because we have no budget for it, but we would make. So, Teresa, we love PAs, and in fact, that's a perfect locum segue to a wrap-up of this, which is this. Today's episode was done in partnership with Barton Associates. The reason we're talking about burnout is that locum tenens may be one way to allow you to get autonomous, have some control over your career. The woman I met in the OB doc I met in the airport, my wife who they use locums at the VA for radiology to cover. It's a way to deal with the physician shortage, burn out, have freedom, autonomy, and make some money, Barton Associates partnered with us and they created a web page just for us, bartonassociates.com/balance. If you are a PA, Teresa, if you are a nurse practitioner, if you are a doctor, if you are a dentist or a CRNA, you can go to this website and sign up to get notifications about jobs and work with a Barton person one-on-one to try to figure out what you can do to make your life better. In an ideal world in Health 3.0, we would not need this because we'd be staffed up, collaborative, and each of us would find our niche. However, that world is still a ways away, so get your locums on because who are you trying to mess with, Esse? Don't you know I'm locums? And we out.
Thumbnail.
Oh, the thumbnail.
You just saw the thumbnail.